Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
All right, everybody, welcome back. I've been talking to my buddy Tim Wilkins, back from Ireland, the Great White Emerald Coast. And Tim was joking with me. He says, "What'd you say, Tim? The only things that are brown over there were what?"
The bread and the beer.
You didn't see any black people.
We saw two. One looked like Cat Williams.
No way.
He looked like Cat Williams. He's about 5'2", crazy hair, and I was expecting him to start just throwing punches. Look at his phone, and just start throwing punches.
Might have been Cat Williams.
It might have been. He's been losing it lately.
Man, you can say that again. Wow.
Did you see, I know we want to get caught up on what's going on politically. Did you see the video, I hope your listeners did, of Cat Williams taking a swing at some 13-year-old kid that looked like Gary Coleman on steroids? Who then took him down UFC style and choked out Cat Williams.
You're joking, right?
No, this kid, he's all puffy, like Gary Coleman, and Cat Williams, they're going face to face, and Cat Williams reaches up and slaps him, and this kid just takes him down into a rear naked choke.
Get out. That is hysterical. No, I saw where he was, some girl took a selfie with him. And he took a picture with him. He was like, "Hey, you can't be taking no picture with me like that." And he went after her, and it became a big brouhaha. And then at a concert, he tried to get up on stage, and security guy. It's just crazy stuff. I hadn't seen that. I've got to get that video.
You got to. I got to get you that video.
Yeah.
So please. What happened while I was away there, Big Daddy?
Well, so one of the issues that I would be curious about from your perspective is they found somebody released records of these 72 world leaders and some of them former and present world leaders, including Putin, who've been hiding money offshore in some special account, like these Panamanian deal or something. But I'm curious as to your thought. Because that's all the conspiracy theories things are. You know, there's a group of people that run the world, and they keep their money in special places, and they never lose it. And I agree. And I think when you get to a certain level in politics, you then graduate into that upper echelon where you never again have to worry about, you know, money, and unless, you know, like in the case of Gaddafi, they throw you to the wolves and you end up getting publicly sodomized. But
yeah, it's not like you're 50 Cent, that at some point you could be bankrupt again. I think at some point when you make it into that level, like you look at even like, like Papa Doc Duvalier, unless they come and pull you into a prison, or Noriega, if you get to keep your power and you can beat down your people enough, they let you keep the money.
Yeah. And even if you end up in exile, as long as you aren't doing anything crazy, you pretty much live a lavish life. You sort of get into the point where either they have to kill you or they just leave you. They say, look, you're sworn to secrecy. As long as you don't violate that and you don't go anywhere where you can get caught and tortured, we'll leave you alone. And these guys,
I saw the list of leaders, and the only thing that was really heartwarming for me, if you want to take on it both comedically and kind of an odd overview, is that you've got Putin, you've got Nawaz Sharif from Pakistan, and you've got a guy from Ukraine that Putin was supposedly attacking and taking over. You've got David Cameron from England. So apparently, as long as it's corruption, we can all get along.
Yeah, see, but that's my point, is we want to present government as this, you know, benevolent thing that's there to help the people. And let's not even, if we took Africa off the map, you know, which we know what African leaders have a tendency to do, because we just named Gaddafi, and I think Mubarak of Egypt was on there, and various others. But people seem to believe that, you know, that's where the corruption is. It's in these third world nations. And I'm saying, no, it is the people in power here. What I talked about the other day was, I said, believe me, Barack Obama, if he doesn't have money over there, he will eventually be funneling money through some system that keeps that money protected.
Well, you know, that brings up the point, except for Bernie Sanders, which this is another reason I think he's an incompetent, is that if these guys in the Senate and the Congress are making $160,000 to $250,000 a year as their salaries, and after 20 years of making, or 10 years of making $200,000 a year, they suddenly have $20 million, there's some corruption going on somewhere.
That's my point. And by the way, if you only have $20 million, you're a piker. I mean, the Joe Biden falls into the Bernie Sanders category, by the way. He's completely broke. And you know,
and Bernie's been in there how many, 22, 26 years, making $160,000 to $300,000 a year, and he's 60 grand in debt. He hasn't saved a penny.
I know, and if it weren't, but let me tell you what, but here, just think about it. Bernie just hit the lotto because now his last report, he got $44 million. If he plays it smart, Bernie will do two or three more rounds of funding, and he'll last a little bit longer with Hillary. This guy could end up with $150 million in his war chest. At that point, he's now set. Now it's just a matter of how do I get the money out of that and into something else. So here's what he'll do, because this is what these guys do. They set up these private foundations and things like that. Now they can take their campaign money out, give it to their foundations and whatever else, these various supposedly philanthropic now organizations. They go work for it, bring all their family over, and they just effectively end up funneling, what do they call it, laundering. They launder the money from one thing to the other, and it's money that people who thought, Bernie's got a shot, man, you know. So that's what's going to happen with that money.
And it's really now the next parlay for him, just like the Clinton Foundation, is to turn this back into speaking tours, books, and products. So where does Bernie go? Bernie goes back to his base, Whole Foods. Now he comes out with a book and a cooking line called The Recipes of the Millionaires and the Billionaires.
what ingredients not to use when you're poor and trying to survive.
Yes, and it's ways to remake all their rich recipes using things from the land that could be grown in your backyard.
Hey, did you see the video of Bernie Sanders saying that that people being in food lines is a good thing? Did you see that video?
No.
Yeah, so here's what Bernie Sanders says. There are countries where the divide is between the rich and the poor, and the rich eat and the poor don't eat. So the fact that we have Americans standing in line to eat is a good thing. Because apparently, there's food to give them in the food line. That's a good thing. And he said food rationing was, I mean, the sort of the extrapolation of it was, it's okay to ration food as long as people all get to eat.
And standing in the bread lines in Russia back in the day, that was actually exercise that we are taking out of America's schools. And this, in all in turn, will make children more healthy for the future.
We'll be right back with this best of.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man Pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man Pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend want some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The Unapologetically American Tour begins today. So I decided to do a show the day after that is based on some of the comedy that Tim Wilkins did when Tim would do the show periodically. These are things we did back in 2016 and 17. But I'll just show you that the material is very fresh. It's not going to be a typical Friday show. I'm telling you this up front that we're going to just be splicing in segments, but it's funny stuff that Tim and I talked about.
Hey, I got news for anybody. I have a theory about the stuff China makes anyway. We might think we're getting it cheaper, but there's secretly a plot to drive us all crazy. If it isn't tainted with lead paint or some kind of sulfur, what they do is they misdrill the holes on all the stuff we have to build ourselves. And it's slowly making our brains burst, which is why we're seeing the onset of dementia earlier in this country, going, why does this not have enough screws? Why don't these drawers match up? Why are these knobs still crooked? That's China.
Hey, I think they made us all into meth head tweakers. We're all like, there's too many parts left over. What's up with this? Where do I put these extra screws?
IKEA is a gateway drug, is what that is.
Ha ha ha!
That's the first step in building it yourself and going crazy. And before you know it, the Amazon guy, which now, by the way, if you're anyone who used to go to a store, that's the other thing. All these big box stores that are going under, you just better find another way to do it, because I can go on Amazon Prime and have it knocking on my door in 2.5 hours. That's the creepiest thing ever. They're almost here faster than Papa John's, and it's stuff I don't need. Okay, so here's one of the things why these manufacturing jobs need to come back, why we still need to produce things in this country, because if not, a lot of things are going to be made and done by robots. And I got news for everybody of every race, color, and creed in this country. Robots are racist, too. So we better have jobs. But there's another story on Drudge today about a guy's passport getting denied because the robot said his eyes were closed and the picture turns out he was Asian. And they're suing the passport company because the AI, and they did an AI, one of those artificial intelligence beauty contests a couple years ago in England, and it didn't like anybody with skin that wasn't milky white. These robots are coming for us, and they're worse than Denny's waitresses. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Well, let me tell you what. You white people better hope there's robots, because if you go somewhere where black people serve you, you get some serious attitude. You get the stank face.
Oh, you know what, man? I went somewhere in Beaufort, South Carolina into a Waffle House, and it was like that scene when the Blues Brothers walked in to just about anywhere, including where Aretha Franklin was, and I got everybody in there going,
I'm telling you right now, black folks do not like, I'm talking about black liberals, they don't like you people. They don't like you alabaster white folks.
When you see 37% people for support level, his approval level, you know these are fake polls.
Right.
And speaking of fake polls, let's talk about this transgender issue.
Okay, great segue.
Thank you. I wanted to circle around somehow. So... this keeps coming up. One of the things he said was putting a lot of this stuff back on the states, like this whole North Carolina, where does everybody go potty thing. Mm-hmm. And we're having more and more of these things that are getting so outlandish, you have to look at the left and say, this is what we warned you about, and this is what's coming. When you've got a man transitioning into a woman who's winning powerlifting competitions, and boys who are winning girls wrestling, which I didn't even know there still was girl wrestling, and then you now have a story last week in the news where a father and daughter are becoming mother and son.
I want to go back to...
We hired a reality show president, but it wasn't Jerry Springer. Let's get back to business and run the country, please.
You know what? It's funny. Springer is no longer even sensationalism. I mean, when you look at just the regular news that we get that gets put out. I mean, I don't think most of the audience even realizes this. There was a powerlifting contest, and a transgender male who became a female won this contest. Now, surprise, right? There's gambling in the casino. Just the idea that you know, people are like, I don't know if you remember the boxer, the transgender boxer that broke the orbital bone of a chick that she fought.
Absolutely. Here's where it is for you and I, because we talk about working out together all the time off the air, and you're a fighter, I'm a weightlifter, my hormones are messed up, and I can't get legal testosterone, but if I said I was transitioning into a man, I would get all the testosterone I need.
You should tell them you're transitioning into a better man. I want to be a better man.
I need Dr. Renee Zellweger to step up. You make me a better man. Man, Doc.
Isn't that crazy, though? You know, and you would think that with the gender dysmorphia that all of these people tout on the left, that if you went to them and said, hey, listen, I'm a dude, but I want to be a mega dude, that they would go, well, if that's how you profess, Tim, we have to let that happen. I mean, Tim, you should do a lawsuit for this.
I want to be part of the LGBTQMD, the mega dude. I want that put on there. There was a video, one of these Jesse Waters kind of a videos where somebody went to like Central Michigan University last week and said he wanted to be a tall Asian woman. That's how he identified, as Yao Ming's sister. And they all went, all right, great, you're Yao Ming's sister.
When we begin, you could be so shy.
So we jettison 2016. So what does Tim Wilkins leave behind in 2016 besides a trail of ex-wives? What else does Tim Wilkins?
Funny you say that. I actually made my last payment, paid off my kid in 2016, so that was pretty impressive.
Whoa, you get to keep the kid. All right, it's out of layaway.
No, I don't even get the kid, but at least I have no payments left. It's like having child support is like having a motorcycle you crash with 23 payments left. I don't even get to enjoy it anymore. I still got to pay Honda.
No doubt, man. No doubt about it.
No, one of the things I'm hoping to leave behind my kids, this is, I'm almost embarrassed on national radio. It's got all the new year, new laws, and one of the things in Florida is the medical marijuana passed.
Oh, okay.
And so everybody can go ahead and start getting their fake diseases ready to go get checked out. Start buying your fake glaucoma glasses at the Walgreens. And one of my son's goals last year that I'm hoping to leave behind was to work at a dispensary.
Oh, yeah, seriously?
Seriously, but the comedy there is that he didn't pass the background check. Because apparently you need good credit to be a drug dealer.
Oh, no way! God,
yeah, that's... Yeah, 420 is a cute FICO score till it's a cute number till it's your FICO score.
Hope you've enjoyed the segment of me yucking it up with Tim. We'll be back in just a bit. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Biden says the latest jobs report is proof his administration's policies are paying off. The economy added another 431,000 jobs in March.
Even though we created a record number of jobs, I know. That this job is not finished.
The national unemployment rate dipped to 3.6%, down from 3.8% in February.
The IAEA, the global agency monitoring countries' use of nuclear power, says it's still gathering intel on why Russia has turned Chernobyl back over to Ukraine. IAEA Director Rafael Mariano Grossi.
We heard about the possibility of some personnel being contaminated, but we don't have any confirmation about that.
A New York State judge threw out that state's new Democratic-backed congressional map as unconstitutional, a decision that could significantly hurt the party's chances of retaining control of Congress in November's elections. This is USA Radio News. The House has approved a bill to decriminalize and legalize marijuana at the federal level. The bill would remove pot from the federal list of scheduled controlled substances and force courts to clear any related convictions. Louisiana Democratic Congressman Troy Carter.
The ACLU reports states wasting billions annually enforcing cannabis laws.
The measure faces an uncertain future in the 50-50 Senate. New vehicles sold in the United States will have to travel an average of at least 40 miles per gallon in 2026 under new federal rules unveiled Friday. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said its fuel economy requirements will increase gas mileage by 8% per year for model years 2024 and 2025 and 10% in the 2026 model year. The average working American is taking home more money as part of the latest federal jobs report. Officials revealed average hourly earnings rose to $31.73 in March. Over the past year, average hourly earnings have gone up by 5.6%. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com so you can find out more about me. But this is not about me. This segment is about my white privileged friend. Hey, man, I gotta give you that because as much as I do enjoy my life, we were talking off air. And you know, Tim, I would trade places with you right now. You know this.
Yes, you would, but I don't think you would by about the third or fourth day. You say, wow, this white privilege is exhausting.
All right. Well, hey, listen, we got a lot to talk about. On the heels of the debate, we have not talked about that at all. We haven't talked about WikiLeaks, and neither have any of the media, for that matter. We haven't talked about the police shootings, I mean, everywhere. I was on French TV, Tim, talking about the demise of the Republican Party. So we've got many things we could cover. Where do you want to begin?
Well, let's start with our good friend Paul Ryan.
All right.
Who so far has been about as effective as Lena Dunham on a NASCAR pit crew.
I know, man.
And like we care about his support. I will tell you first and foremost, when he made it, when it was the tea party, I had black teeth from the tea that I'd been drinking. I was out there with my sign and my powdered wig, ready to overthrow the government and have a rise up of the American populace. And he has been an absolute... He was like me in ninth grade algebra. He failed three times.
I know, man. You know, it's what bugs me. First of all, I didn't know this about Paul Ryan. A lot of people don't know this, Tim. Do you know Paul Ryan's wife is a die-in-the-heart... I mean, she's a die-in-the-wool liberal. I mean, she's a hardcore liberal Democrat. Now, look, I get the James Carville, Mary Magdalene thing, whatever the names are. I get that they do their little shtick and go make $50,000 a speech because I watched them do it one time at an Oracle event. But, I mean, seriously, I can't believe that you could be the Speaker of the House and be married to a Democrat. I'll tell you this. Now, I'm just speaking personally for Kevin Jackson. You could be the hottest chick on the planet. If you think like a liberal, I'm done with you. I just have no need for you.
You know what? I'm with you there. And I think I'm surprised that James and Mary Madeline are still married. But you know there's a lot of hate sex in there. They know they go back to the Four Seasons and just go crazy on each other. Probably some kind of a role play where he has to be the conservative and she has to be the liberal.
I don't know.
And they debate until they fall asleep.
I don't know how Mary married Jim. First of all, I mean, if this dude doesn't look like Gollum from... What's that dude from the Lord of the Rings? My precious.
Well, you know, it's got to be the pillow talk, Kevin. When someone looks over and says, hey, Mary Madeline, I love you. You're my girl.
Oh, my goodness. Look, back to Ryan. First of all, Trump laid it out. He goes, I don't need him. I don't need him. I don't think... Do you honestly believe... I'm going to ask you this. Do you think anybody that's... I mean... the free thinkers among us that listen to our program and the people you've run into, do you think they go, oh, man, I don't know, Paul Ryan doesn't support Trump, so I don't think I'm going to be able to support him? I mean, if you're that person, sorry, I don't even want you in the Republican Party.
70% of the people Steve Ducey stops on the street can't pick out Joe Biden. You think they know who the Speaker of the House is?
Right. Right.
Do you think they know what the House? When they think the House, they think a locker room chant. This is our house. No one comes in our house. The other one is John McCain, who, you know, as a Marine, you're a war hero. You spent your time. You got your frequent stay points in the Hanoi Hilton. I get that. But Papa needed a nap about 16 years ago.
Done.
That's what, four
I'm
terms?
I'm done.
Call it a day, man.
Yeah, I'm done. The person I was talking to on French TV was a lady who worked for McCain, and she was all, you know, happy about McCain. I said, you know, no offense. The statute of limitations on him being a war hero has been worn out. And here's why I say that. Guys that go to war, go do what they do, come back, they aren't sitting around all the time going, hey, remember, I'm a war hero. You know, they do their thing, and they go away in obscurity and go live life. McCain, every time he gets his, you know, nipple in a pickle, or whatever, his pecker in a pickle, take whatever analogy you want, he decides, you know, somebody wants to bring up he's a war hero. Look, McCain has done nothing for us. They talk about he's the maverick. He's not a maverick. He reaches across the aisle, and he wants to be liked by everybody. I can't stand this guy. I cannot stand him.
It all has to change. Now, we'll go back to the demise of the Republican Party. I don't see a demise. I see a demise of the entire system. Because as these Wiki leaks, it turns from a leak to a dump. It's been a Wiki dump. As they increase every day, all we see is collusion between Hillary, the Democrats, the Department of Justice,
the media.
The State Department, the Obama administration, every branch of the media, which we've been crying out for years, and you got every liberal on Facebook going, well, all you get your information from is faux news. Well, what about the 9 places you get yours from that have Hillary's marching orders?
Oh, my gosh, man. Going back to all this stuff that happened where they were trying to pile on Trump, and you can tell there are people that believe Ryan is part of it, okay? The sad part? It's probably true. But the stuff that came out in WikiLeaks should have many, many people arrested.
Many people, undoubtedly, at every level. And if not arrested, run out of office on a rail. Tarred and feathered old school 1800s style, but with their arms tied behind their back so the neighbors can throw rotten fruit at them.
Yeah. So you said there was a new one, because like the ones I saw, well, they call people sand Negroes, and I clean that up. Hillary Clinton. Yeah, Hillary Clinton said something about black folks are professional never-do-wells. And then, of course, there were the speeches where she essentially said she would collude with the Wall Street, you know, fat cats. I mean, on what else? And a couple of them were stuff that you would think Comey would go, okay, I can reopen the investigation now. But nothing.
One would also think, and I had a journalist hit me yesterday on Facebook and say, well, you know, these aren't Hillary's emails, they're Podesta's emails, so he's not held to the same scrutiny. Well, first and foremost, if she's giving him secret and top secret information, then she knows she's sending it to an unsecured spot. But just on a creepy, what do you guys really think of us kind of way, they have said, we need to find a way to position her, given that she hates average Americans.
I know, I saw
now,
that.
I consider myself less than average, Kevin, so that doesn't offend me. I'm definitely in the bottom 3%.
Yeah, but didn't she take herself?
Catholics, Christians, they've said in one email, they said, let's not mention gay marriage because we know privately, as they've said, she has a private image and a public image.
Right.
Privately, she and Bill don't believe in gay marriage.
Right. Right. And here's the thing. She's already said that publicly, but they retracted it. And, you know, because now she came out for it. So then they go, well, who cares what she said before? This is her new feeling. Then we learn, no, it isn't. It's under the covers. That is Hillary Clinton. That is quintessential Hillary Clinton. And by the way, quintessential politicians, period. That's why I can't stand them. Look,
can't stand them. But here's my problem with it's my new dilemma. And hopefully you can help me with this because you've been my counselor for a while. Dr. KJ.
Dr. Feelgood.
So the private Hillary, I like. She's anti everything I'm anti. She's pro every. She wants to blow stuff up, and she likes Wall Street. She's pro big corporations. It's the public Hillary. If I could just know which one I'm electing, I could probably come over to the dark side, because it's not really that dark. She's a little left. She's a little right of left.
No, you don't know the truth, Tim? This is no joke. People in the Republican Party told me like 5 years ago, they go, Kevin, Hillary's not what you think. And I'm going, she's a devil. You know, I'm like, don't try to tell me that, man. She's got a penis. You know, I'm like, I'm just going to town, right? Anyway, they go, no, she's really Hillary Clinton. Okay, so let's review. She called black super predators because the criminality in the black community was there. She's not wrong about it. Now, you can't broad stroke and say blacks are super predators. What she's saying is the people that are committing most of the crimes are a handful, like less than 6% of the population. Those are super predators. She's not wrong. What they did to put more cops on the street. That practically is anti-BLM if I've ever seen it.
You know? If you've ever seen it. And therein lies our dilemma. And the other dilemma came out with this Trump tape, of course. Whether we want to call it locker room tape or quasi-assault, they pinned us in because we trashed Bill for the same thing. And now we come across as hypocrites. Of course, so do they. The thing I love came out yesterday was in 1992 when he was running for president, a clip of her sitting next to him with her good posture she used to have before the Mao jackets kind of slumped her over. Those are heavy carpets she wears every day. And him going, you know, here's the important part. You know, regardless of what you think of my past, what I've done, or what you may assume, I am here for this country. I'm here. And he just basically said, all right, here's a giant rug, and let's start sweeping everything about my bad character and my ability to get caught and have things held against me under the rug.
But here's,
so
but
we
here's
can get the
deal,
agenda
Tim.
Done, and it's all about the agenda.
But here's the deal. They aren't the same. And we only have about 20 seconds. They're not the same. Trump didn't rape anybody. Clinton did. Trump is saying, look, I was so popular as a billionaire, chicks threw themselves at me. They let you do whatever you want for the most part. That's what he's saying. And let me tell you, there's hardly anybody. Will Brad Pitt argue with him?
No. Hey, how many women said if Brad Pitt wasn't famous, I would lock the door?
Right. All right, man, we got to leave it there. Tim Wilkins, timwilkins.com. We'll holler at you soon.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. I'm on with one of my buds, Marine, Funny Man, Pitch Man, Tim Wilkins. You can find out more about Tim's work at timwilkins.com. So, Tim, welcome to the program. I'm getting in it early, man, because we got tons to talk about.
You just dive right in, don't you? You don't test the water with your toe. Kevin Jackson goes in head first.
So what? There's crocodiles, dang it. I'll wrestle one. Crocodile me tonight, kids.
Oh, Crocodile KJ. Hey, it is happening so fast, it's hard for people to keep up. It's why I'm glad you have many hours on the radio each week, because I couldn't do it in just minutes with you.
Well, it's fun. You know, here's the thing, and we talked a little bit about it off air. I love two things about getting up in the morning right now. Really three. One, just the idea that we won. That's, and I hope everybody's enjoying this. And by the way, Happy New Year. I told everybody I'm going to tell you Happy New Year until December 31st of this year. Then I'll start it all over again. Because every day is a new year. I feel good about that. I feel good that Donald Trump keeps his promises, and you wake up in the morning going, wow, he kept another one. But probably, and I hate to say this, you know, there's a side of me that is vindictive that says, you know what, liberals, I'm so freaking glad you got to wake up in the morning knowing a guy's going to undo all the nonsense that your baby black Jesus did while he had 8 years over us.
You know, Kevin, I don't want to seem freaky, and I know during the 8 years of Obama that people were allowed to do anything they want and be anything they want, but I'm waking up on the same side of the bed you are every day. And I don't want the listeners to read into that. I'm just saying that the global warming of the snowflake meltdown makes me so happy. And every day is what day? Trump Day?
Well, far be it from me to fight the spooning of with Tim Wilkins, but I'm saying,
hey,
it's
I'm
a love
spoon.
Fest.
You're going to be Little Spoon. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, either way, baby. Yeah, the end of an era. So let's talk about this thing that McCain did, because I set this up for the audience.
Okay, so apparently about 6 to 8 months ago, John McCain, and my friends, I am the only one of the comedians that I know that has a John McCain impression. Apparently 6 to 8 months ago, Senator McCain came across some sensitive documents that were given to him by a British envoy, which turned out to be a fan fiction writer who hates Trump, that he came across some documents that were from Russian intelligence that while Donald Trump was in Russia staying in a hotel that the Obamas had stayed in, he hired some ladies of the evening to come and make pee-pee on the bed to defile it because he hates the Obamas that much. Well, this was turned over to Director Comey, and then the FBI and the CIA have now released that as part of their official CIA dossier on Russian interference and Russian interaction with Donald Trump.
Do they play R. Kelly music with it? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, they played that and Macklemore, the part in Thrift Shop where he says, R. Kelly sheets.
Most of my audience will not get those references, but that's okay.
That's okay, but you know what? Neither did my kids even begin to understand that that's on my iPod.
So they went for it.
They went for it. And so all these, like, BuzzFeed put it out, CNN, Jake Tapper led with it. Of course, everybody leads with number one. It was their number one story. And now even Mother Jones, was it Dan Cord, I think, from Mother Jones and the New York Times have both come out and said, yeah, no, journalistic fake news red flag, you guys. You fell for it. I can't believe you did.
I can't remember when the media printed so much nonsense. I'm talking about the guys you supposedly trust printed so much nonsense because they are so bent on getting Donald Trump, tying him to the Russians. I said, Donald Trump can't even say, I'm rushed to judgment, and somebody goes, you see, he's talking about the Russians again, you know. I'm just saying, anything that even alludes to Russia, man, you know.
Well, and they want him to have mistresses and trash. The Kennedys had a dog door where starlets came in and out. Are you kidding me? They had secret tunnels. Bill Clinton. We know about that now, don't we?
Let me tell you something.
Then you got Meryl Streep at the Golden Globes saying we need a fair and balanced media to keep Donald Trump in check. Well, tell me who they are, and I'll follow their website.
It's funny that now the left suddenly want to hold the president accountable for the things that he says and does. And, you know, look, you were talking about what these guys are getting away with and all that. The people that are going after Trump just maliciously, for no reason, ignoring the very good... I mean, this guy, he's doing a deal with Alibaba that's going to bring a million jobs. Can you imagine if Barack Obama said, yeah, we're striking a deal with a Chinese company that says they're going to create a million jobs in America over the next, you know, few years? What they'd be saying? This guy would be...
Okay.
I mean, he's...
You started that statement, and I just got to rush up my leg like there was a wolf spider climbing up my pants. He has had no less than 30,000 jobs reverse course from Mexico back to the United States. And you know what I heard on the news the other day? President Trump, elect Trump, is causing Mexico to lose jobs. Do you think I care?
It's so fun to watch this because here's the outcome, and this is my opinion, but I want to get yours. How do you recover when you say this guy's an idiot? He's not qualified to be president. He doesn't have the temperament. He creates a million jobs as president-elect or whatever the number may be ultimately. And we've already started experiencing some. SoftBank's bringing back 5,000 immediately. We've got, you know, a few hundred over across the river from me, a couple hundred. We've got Dow that says they're going to open up a few hundred in Michigan. We've got Ford and GM and all these others that are talking about, you know, a few thousand.
Chrysler, whatever. Fiat.
Yeah, Chrysler, Fiat's another one that came up. How do you reconcile that with the performance, and then you go, but he's an idiot, and he's got these sexual allegations or whatever. It's crazy to me.
He doesn't even have business cards yet. I mean, he doesn't have official White House. He's got like some Vista print president-elect cards that he got for $9.99, and he's already created more real jobs than Obama did in 8 years. And oh, but the unemployment rate is down 4.7. Yeah, because the suicides have been up since the people have given up looking for work.
Okay, now what about who lost the? We just lost. I was talking about this the other day. The Limited went out of business. They closed Scuttle.
Macy's closed 68 stores.
Macy's closed. Yeah, 10,000 jobs. Lost, the Limited 4,000 jobs lost, and while Barack Obama's economy is going that direction, Trump's already ramped them back up. Back to the real quick point on Trump and his supposed dalliances. Can you imagine, Tim, if you and I could go back X number of years and we were mega millionaires in our early 20s or whatever? I will just tell you, get me out of rehab because I would have been incorrigible.
I would have more skeletons than Pol Pot did in North Korea. Are you out of your mind?
That's my point.
It would have been booty genocide. They would never elect me to dog catcher in my town.
We gotta leave it there.
That's where you leave it? I can't.
I'm out of time, man.
Good talking to you, Kev.
Tim Wilkins, timwilkins.com. Don't elect him dog catcher. Love your town. We'll be back in a bit. All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, and as you know. And this time, we always bring on our white privilege correspondent, Tim Wilkins. You can find out more about comedian Tim Wilkins at timwilkins.com. And if you happen to have XM Radio and you listen to the Comedy Channel, you can get the smooth stylings of Tim Wilkins on there, too. Anyway, Tim, we have a lot to talk about. Did we miss last week again?
No, I don't believe we did, Kevin, but I am live from my gated community. White privilege correspondent is on the scene.
All right. And which car did you take out this time? Which did the butler prepare for you?
I notified the front gate that I would be leaving.
As if you had to. All right, buddy. Hey, so a lot going on. Hillary has crowned herself king, and so is the AP and all the other leftist media. What are your thoughts about this?
Well, of course, it didn't seem too obvious that they did it the night or two before the election so that everybody, the Bernie people, would just give up.
Right.
But the thing that got me is she put out a statement. The AP, of course, put out their tweet that started the thing. And then Bill put out a statement that said, the race for the White House is the only tight thing she's clinched in years.
You were waiting for that one.
I had that locked and loaded, buddy. I couldn't wait.
It's funny, for the audience's edification, man. When you're a comic, when you got a line, buddy, say something even close.
I lay awake waiting for this call.
Good one, though, man. I'll give it to you. Touche.
And President Obama, I'll give him that respect for another 6 months. I can't wait to get out on the trail and tout everything he's done. You know he's going to make it all about her. Laugh out loud. You know he's going to make it, you know, vote for Hillary. It's going to be just like it always is. He sounds like, what was that Ozzy Osbourne song? Here's a dude.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now to something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.